Hey, Bruce, let's go to our guest here, Mark Arnold. Mark, welcome to the South Texas Golf Show. Nice to have you.
Thanks, John. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with both you and Bruce.
Yeah, I talk to you quite a bit.
Yeah.
I want to start. I want to say this about Mark, that Mark and I are partners in this new adventure. But before we get in, I'd like for the listeners to know a little bit about Mark. And so, Mark, would you kind of tell us your story real quick about your golf and your and what you do?
Well, I'll try to be kind of brief if I can. But I'm 53. I have something that's called Stargardt's disease. I am legally blind. I compete in the same division as Bruce. Was very fortunate to grow up in a golfing family. My father was a pretty accomplished amateur golfer, and he taught me to play the game of golf way before all this blind golf stuff and coaches and techniques were thought about, and taught me to play pretty well. So golf's always been ingrained in me. I've never played golf fully sighted. Maybe through my 20s and into my early 30s, I was fortunate enough to carry single-digit handicap, and I was just, you know, very fortunate to play the game of golf and play it at a pretty decent level. And getting in my late 30s through my 40s, my vision had taken a pretty substantial dive, and there was a period where golf just wasn't fun anymore. And I think Bruce and I both kind of came in contact with blind golf about the same time, in the early, maybe 2003. And I just found, you know, a group of individuals that I felt comfortable in playing with and competing against. And I think most of all, what it gave me and what it gives all of the golfers that are in our community, if you will, is a chance to compete again. And I've always been involved in athletics all my life, and so blind golf was just a wonderful godsend for me to stumble upon.
I want you to also tell them what you do, Mark, will you?
Well, I am a vocational assessment coordinator at a technical high school here in northeastern Ohio, and Bruce knows that one of my passions is something that's called assistive technology. And basically, assistive technology is just a means for me to be able to do my job. I perform duties very much like a school psychologist, but along with that, I have to write up all my reports, I have to carry on emails, and I'm unable to see the screen well enough to do that. And I utilize something that's called a screen reader, and it is made by a company called Freedom Scientific, and basically the computer will give me an audio output of what's on the screen, and so it enables me to use the computer so that I can basically do my job. So, you know, assistive technology and golf are probably the two passions and driving forces in my life.
That's good. Let's get started on American Blind Golf, and I want to do a little bit of a preamble to all this by saying that this new organization is really founded not so much by Mark and myself, but by some other folks that I wanted to mention tonight. And that's a fellow named Howard Shaw. And Howard Shaw is a totally blind golfer who lives in Lompoc, California. And he has been, I would say, set the model for, I think, what American Blind Golf strives to be. And that is a community-oriented, giving back kind of an organization. Because our friend Howard Shaw has been running, I think, in his 13th year, a championship that benefits the iBank of California. And so we've been modeling our tournaments along that same line. Howard Shaw, along with our good friend Phil Blackwell, who is also a totally blind golfer, has been a big contributor to blind golf and promoting the game. And the late Dennis Smith, I want to mention him as well, because Dennis Smith was really the guy who came up with the name American Blind Golf. And so, anyway, having said all that, Mark and I met, as he said, back in 2003. And I think we've known for a long time, Mark, that you and I were going to be partners someday in some kind of adventure like this. And so I want you to tell them a little bit about what you have done in Ohio as well with your tournament that you run every year?
Well, we've been very fortunate here in Ohio. We've run tournaments here since 2003. Since 2005, we have conducted what we have called the North American Match Play Championships, of which we would have the champions in each three site category that blind golf is competed in from the United States, and we'd invite our neighbors from the north down, from Canada, their champions down, and we would conduct a match play championship. And we've been very, very fortunate to have some tremendous support from local sponsors around here. I'm a member of our local Lions Club. They help us kind of, they're sort of the conduit that holds our tournament together and helps with the organization. And as an offshoot of our tournament, which again is sort of a melding of my two passions, I believe last year we topped the $20,000 mark in charitable donations of scholarships to purchase assistive technology for local students in our area, and also make some donations to the Foundation Fighting Blindness. The former owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers here, Mr. Gordon Gunn, has retinitis pigmentosa, and he is the chief executive officer of the Foundation Fighting Blindness, and we've also, you know, made that one of our charitable contributions as a result of our tournament. And I think, again, I would like to pay Bruce a little bit of a compliment. I think the reason that Bruce and I have hit it off so well from the beginning is that there is a motto on the American Blind Golf site which states that we strive to motivate, inspire, and serve all those who deal with the loss of sight. And I think Bruce and I have both been very committed to not only, you know, create a community of blind golfers that offers competitive golf to our friends and fellow competitors, but also, you know, uses what we're doing as a vehicle to help other people.
That's right. And like I said, the model that Mark got brought to us in 2003, uh-huh, that Howard had for many years, and we've incorporated here in San Antonio with our sponsors, the San Antonio Lighthouse for the Blind. These are community-driven events, and it's about the stories and the inspiration and the motivation that you will see from all of these folks. I don't think, Mark, you'll agree with me, that people that come away from our tournaments that have helped us and volunteered and worked with them are all pretty fascinated by the fact that you're willing to go out there and try this and play a game of golf with loss of sight. So, you know, and I think all of our stories in that department about competing and wanting to play is about the same. But it's what you do outside of this that's so inspiring to me as well. And so many of our members are still working because of adaptive technology and things like that. We might remind them, too, that there are three categories, Mark. That there's a B1 division, which is your totally blind group. They play a competition. The B2s, which Mark and I fall into, we have vision impairment that is worse than 2600 up to the loss of light perception. And then you have your legally blind folks in the B3 division, which have a vision of 2200 or worse. And that's a definition of legal blindness, uncorrectable 2200 in both eyes. And so that's I want to let everybody know that Mark and I compete against each other, but then we have competition in the other two categories.
Sure.
As well. We're going to let's talk about American Blind Golf. We formed the organization in 2010. We're going to be active. Why don't we talk a little bit about that, Mark?
Sure. At this point, we have two stroke play events that are scheduled. Obviously, the national championship, the Open Championship, that will be held there in San Antonio in October. We have a stroke play event that Howard Shaw is coordinating. It is in California. Bruce, help me out with the dates. September?
Yeah, September is Howard, October is us, and then we'll talk about you real quick.
Okay. And this year we are very proud in northeastern Ohio here to we're going to host the Ryder Cup of Blind Golf. And it's, you know, certainly not the United States against Europe, but the United States has a team of 10 blind and vision impaired golfers, and we are going to invite our neighbors down from the north, and there will be a team of 10 blind and visually impaired golfers from Canada. And that will be June 24th through June 28th right here in northeastern Ohio. Bruce and I were very, very fortunate to be on a Ryder Cup team, if you will, of blind golf back in 2004 and 2005. And the event is kind of laid dormant for a while. And my coach Mike and I were talking about it a little bit over the summer last year, and some of the most fun we have ever had competing in blind golf was being part of the team. And so we resurrected the Ryder Cup, and it is known as the McCullough Cup. Mm-hmm. And it's named in memory of Denny McCullough, who was a competitor from Canada, who passed away from cancer back in 2006. And so we're very excited to host the event this summer.
That's good. And
We've run out of time.
I'll just say this. If you want to find out more about American Blind Golf, go to www.americanblindgolf.com.
Oh, perfect.
And of course, you can contact Woodlake and get in touch with me here
in San Antonio.
Locally.
We find
and,
you.
And Mark, I think we're going to be running out of time here. I know it goes fast, but
we'll have to. We want to do another one of these segments.
Won't we, Mark?
Well, yeah. I appreciate the time, and I need to get a plug in to wish my wife Brenda a happy Valentine's Day, or I'm in Dutch.
There you go. Way to go! Guys. Happy Valentine's, Brenda.
Thanks to you.
Hey,
thanks
Mark.
To you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, John.
We'll have you back.
All righty. Have a good night.
Thank you, Mark.